Genesis chapter 2, verse 15 says, "The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it." So we know from the very beginning, God has the intention of giving us work to do. We see the Old Testament laws and we see the way they guide us in how we are to work and what we are to do as work. The New Testament speaks just as much about that sort of stuff. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 11 to 12 says, "Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. You should mind your own business and work with your hands, just as we told you, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders and so that you will not be dependent on anybody." We're guided to work as Christians to look after ourselves and to look after our family and to look after the church as well, to provide and not be a burden on the church. And the very person who wrote the letter of Colossians, Paul, himself was a tent maker while he was planting churches. I mentioned in Jordan Springs this morning that I'm not trying to say that Toby and Kaz should be out stitching tents by night while they teach by day, but the application there is that we should be working. We know that already. We know that we've been designed to work. But how? How should a Christian work? We've given a good bit of direction in Colossians chapter 3 about how Christians should work. The first bit of Colossians 3, starting at verse 22, gives direction to slaves. Now, slaves is a bit of a strange concept in this day and age, and a similar word would be bondservants. And although slavery in that day is different to working now, there are parallels there. Colossians 3, verse 22 says, "Slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything, and do it not only when their eye is on you and to curry their favour, but with a sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord." As workers, we're called to obedience to our earthly masters. As Christians, how are we going to respond to our boss's requests and what we're paid to do? What about you? Are you obedient to your boss? Do you do what the teacher tells you? Do you do what is asked of you? Brothers and sisters, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. Chapter 3, verse 22 also talks about the way we should do things, not only when the boss is watching. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I'm sure we could all think of someone who is an expert people pleaser. When I was in Asheville, we used to have one guy, I'll call him Kevin, who used to be this expert people pleaser. Whenever the boss was there, he was the hardest worker. He wouldn't stop, he wouldn't put a tool down. He'd be working the hardest out of everyone. But the minute the boss left the work site, he was the first to sit down, to have a drink or to light a cigarette or do something like that, looking after himself and ignoring the rest of the crew. Are you like Kevin? Do you only work hard when the teacher or the boss is watching you? Brothers and sisters, how often do you spend time in your day looking at Facebook or eBay or Instagram or Etsy or whatever else when you should be doing what you're there to do, whether schoolwork or paid work? How do you act when your teacher leaves the room? Whatever you do, work at it with all of your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. Colossians 3 goes on after that to say, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Anyone who does wrong will be repaid for their wrongs, and there is no favoritism. It's clear and simple in this passage that we should be working heartily with all of our heart. Now, what does that mean? To work heartily at something means to be working at it hard. It means to be giving all your effort, all your time and your heart into doing that. Brothers and sisters, regardless of whether we're an accountant, a teacher, a student, a stay-at-home mum, a nurse or a road worker, our job is to work heartily at it. I remember years ago when I did a frontline management course and the teacher stood up at the front and asked the class, what percentage is the ultimate percentage of work effort to get the ultimate result? And of course, I put my hand up and thought, I've got this, this is easy. And I said, sir, 100%. He laughed at me. He called me a fool. He said, what a foolish notion to put 100% effort in. He said, if the customer wants 70%, give them 70%. Why work any harder than what you're required to do? See, that's the world's way of thinking, isn't it? The world's way of thinking is do the minimum, do it easily as we can, don't put any heart in. But not for us as Christians. It also follows on to say, not only that we are to work at it with all of our heart, but we're to work as working for the Lord and not for human masters. How would you act if Jesus was the boss in your office? How would you act if Jesus was the foreman on your work site, the teacher in your school, or the sergeant at your station? My guess is that you'd probably, like me, would work extremely hard to the best of your ability with a loving, sacrificial, selfless actions. That's how we're commanded to work. That's what this passage tells us to do, to work for the Lord Christ, and that's who we're serving. How are you going with that? Are you working with all your heart as working for the Lord and not for men? If you're a boss, don't think you get off scot-free, because Colossians chapter 4, verse 1 continues. It says, "Masters, provide your slaves with what is right and fair, because you know that you also have a master in heaven." It's pretty clear and simple that you're to treat your staff fairly and right and give them what they're entitled. I was very lucky to be receptive on the other end of this as a worker. I had a Christian boss for about 9 or 10 years when I did Asheville, and he was a boss who upheld this. He came to me one day and said, "Rob, I need you to check your pay. I think we underpaid you $20 a year ago." And at the time I thought, how ridiculous. But this boss took it so seriously that he had to do for me what was right and fair and just, that he took his time out to come and hunt through previous pays and find out what was missing. Whatever you do, work at it with all of your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. Brothers and sisters, remember that ultimately we have the perfect example. The perfect example is most definitely not me. Our perfect example is Jesus. Often you hear the world talk about how Jesus was a carpenter, but we know he was far more than a carpenter. We know that even though that might have been some labour he did on earth, he had a bigger job than that. Jesus came and did what he was told to do. He came and fulfilled his purpose by dying on the cross for us. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. In closing, we're going to have supper very shortly, and usually if I was leading or saying something, I'd be saying, when you have supper, don't talk about work. However, tonight's your one chance to talk about work. It's an excellent time to. About work, about school, about what you do if you're a stay-at-home mum or stay-at-home dad as well. About how you act there and where you put your time. Whatever you do, work it with all of your heart as working for the Lord and not for human masters.